Welcome to Insider Insights. This podcast is razor focused on the economic development in South Metro Atlanta. It is the narrative told by professionals, developers, business leaders, and community advocates that live, work, play, and pray in the region. My name is Diana Campbell, commercial real estate advisor. I facilitate succinct interviews uncovering who, what, where, when, and why on the South Side. Okay, I'm with my friend Arnold Martin. He's the area branch manager of Silverton Mortgage. Welcome, Arnold.
Good morning. How are you? Thanks for having
me. I'm doing great. So tell us about Silverton.
Silverton Mortgage is a residential lender, mortgage lender, based out of Atlanta, specifically downtown Atlanta and Colony Square. We have been in business for about 22 years. And about 2 years ago, we were actually acquired by one of Warren Buffett's subsidiaries. So we were a great company before then, but we're an even stronger and deeper company now because we are still a smaller lender, but with huge resources and being able to pretty much offer almost anything that any client is needing as relates to mortgage products.
Your main office is downtown, but you are situated in College Park, correct?
That's correct.
How did that come to be?
Well, I specifically chose this location to be in College Park. I was actually given the opportunity to have my office on the north side or really anywhere, but I really wanted to be specifically in College Park and by the airport because that's, if you take a look at a map, it is literally the center of the Southern Crescent. So my office is on Best Road, right outside of the airport gates. And the amazing, wonderful thing is that I'm, you know, the moment I get in my car, I'm 5 minutes from all the major interstates that will take me north, south, east, and west. So I can get pretty much, you know, within 30 minutes to downtown Atlanta, to, you know, Stockbridge or McDonough, or, you know, to Douglasville, or, you know, or going further south. So it's a wonderful location to be situated in that manner. It's easy for clients to get to. That was another reason why I chose that. And then the other piece is that, quite frankly, you know, the area has been a hidden gem that has often been overlooked over the years. And so I knew what great value it has by being there and doing business there.
Let's talk a little bit about lending.
Sure.
So we are in a pandemic. We're coming up to an election. Interest rates at an all-time low. What should listeners know about the lending environment right now?
The lending environment is stronger than and busier than it has been literally in several years. Once the COVID pandemic hit and everybody was needing to shelter in place, our company, Silverton, like pretty much every other, where all the employees were essentially forced to work from home. We began in March having conversations with our employees that, you know, this could be a rough time. We're going to stand by you, et cetera. And it turned out within 2 weeks, it was just the opposite. Our phones were ringing off the hook from clients who not just wanting to refinance because of low rates, but actually to purchase. I would say 95% of my branch's business is purchase business. So compared to this time last year, there's been a 40% increase in home sales, which has been amazing, but it's come at a huge volume in a very short period of time, almost overnight. So from a logistical standpoint, companies have had to staff up, but their turnaround times have, quite frankly, have slowed a bit just because of sheer volume. But the great thing is, correct, interest rates are very low, from the low 3% to the high 2%. I actually locked someone recently at 2.5%. They wanted to buy their rate down a bit. And that's just amazing, especially if you have very good credit. So it is, as they say, cheap money, very low interest rates. But of course, this is a seller's market. And so property values are going up significantly, literally almost as we speak. What a lot of people are doing is definitely, you know, purchasing, taking an opportunity. They're doing tours of the homes. There are so many virtual tours now. If you went on just Zillow or many of the other real real estate sites. You could literally almost feel like you're, you know, inside of a home. Great opportunity to purchase, putting as little still on a conventional loan, between 3% and 5% down, depending upon, you know, again, credit, but then also if you're a first time home buyer. And then of course, VA loans, conventional loans, FHA loans, you know, VA being 100% loan and FHA and also USDA being 3.5% and actually USDA almost zero down. So it's an amazing time to purchase. What they're, most of the realtors are telling us and clients is that the inventory is low. So many people are going and they're putting a bid on a house and they find that they are one of seven offers. Some right. people have told me that they've actually gone to open houses and there's a line to get inside the house.
In terms of where all of this purchasing is going on, do you see that to be fairly equally distributed across the region? Are you seeing a good amount of activity there in, say, College Park, East Point, in the airport region?
You definitely have traditional hot spots within the metro Atlanta area. So, for instance, City of Decatur, you know, they literally now break it down by zip codes, but City of Decatur, very, very hot. I mean, if you have a listing there, if it stays on the market for a week, a person would be, you know, that would be a surprise. However, the College Park, East Point area, and then Hapeville are really, really picking up and a lot of interest from all over the metro area where people are moving in. And I recognize that as an example, recently went to a closing that pre-COVID, I went to the closing. The closing was actually over in Atlanta, basically the off of Ponce downtown. And this particular closing attorney said that they usually do most closings from homes that are in that area, but they had three closings that day, and two were from East Point and one was from College Park. That was an indicator that you have a lot of people that have been traditionally living in the downtown area, Midtown, Fourth Ward, et cetera, and now gravitating over to the southwest side, such as East Point, College Park, Hapeville, because there's still a lot more affordability on the side of town compared to the other side of town and essentially getting the same home.
Arnold, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk about how Silverton and you in particular have been engaged in the region.
Absolutely. Look forward to it.
I'm back with Arnold Martin. He's the area branch manager of Silverton Mortgage. We just got finished talking about the uptick in activity because of historic low interest rates. And now let's talk a little bit about how Silverton and you have been engaged in the region. So in ordinary times, you might attribute this uptick to all of your outreach, right?
Yes.
But you haven't been able to do that, right? So the times are driving some of that business. But talk a little bit about, in an ideal world, how you would be engaged in the community.
Well, absolutely. One of the things that I've always, you know, just been involved and engaged with is community involvement. I think that it's an important role for any business or business person to have, to give back to the community, but also to be engaged. And, you know, there are immense benefits just from the networking itself. So prior to COVID, you know, any given week, I was probably going to 2 to 3 events where they would be dealing with, let's just say, chamber of commerce events, realtor events, where we would be sponsoring, you know, for instance, a cooking presentation on, you know, we bring in a chef at a real estate office and they would bring, the realtors would bring their clients in and they would have either a cook-off as a competition or a chef would come in to show how to make certain things. We did do something like that. We sponsored an event like that last week via Zoom. And that was actually a big hit. But then also we were engaged on a monthly basis where we were hosting mixers, and they were industry related, but they're very focused on the Southern Crescent and College Park businesses and people that are doing business within the College Park area. And so it would be an after hours mixer once a month, and it really started growing and had great potential right up to, you know, the COVID virus and where we were having to shelter in place. So, you know, part of my role is definitely community engagement in terms of being out there and helping to be the face of Silverton, especially on the South Side. We have some great relationships. We have a satellite office inside of the Keller Williams office, Keller Williams Classic Realty off of Camp Creek, where we have two of our loan officers that are situated there as a preferred lender inside of that office. So that's a great, you know, community engagement as well with them, because they do events with some of the local schools and others, and we participate by sponsoring, being there, and doing whatever we can to support.
Beyond Silverton, your family has a foundation that serves the Southern Crescent of the Atlanta metro area. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yes, absolutely. That's actually something we're very proud of. It was the brainchild of my mother, her name is Dr. Mona McDonald, and she is a PhD originally from Connecticut, and she retired from Connecticut as an academic dean from Manchester University in Connecticut. And she came to live, and she still does, lives in Fayette County. But one of the first things, she with a great passion of the arts, but she noticed that there was very little attention to the arts in the Southern Crescent area, especially for artists of color. And so she wanted to do what she could to promote their work and engagement involvement. So she created the Colorful Art Society, and it has been in existence now for 22 years. And within that, you know, the focus has been supporting artists of color. It is a membership organization, so we, on average, again, in the normal years, have had engagement of 50 to 75 people, but the organization has also given away over $50,000 in scholarships to art students, mostly who have been college students.
And one of those colleges is Morehouse College.
Yes, that is my alma mater. And so we have definitely given money to Morehouse students, Spelman, Clark, Georgia State, and really the scholarships have been earmarked specifically for students of color. And so they, you know, have to apply, and the winners typically have presented their genre of art. And usually it has been chosen. So it's also been performance art and also visual art as well.
Arnold, you have deep roots here, starting from Morehouse, and you lived here. You're down in Fayette County. You're engaged in that area. You have an office in College Park. So you have seen a lot and have a great perspective on the region. Tell us what's good, what's still challenging, and then what are your hopes for the future?
I think that the area, first of all, you know, whether you want to refer to it as the Southern Crescent, but more specifically the Aerotropolis area, being East Point, College Park, Hayteville, it is amazing about the growth that is occurring. So when you have entities like Porsche that is now there, that has, you know, just been amazing in being there and drawing other people, then the area is also drawing from the Pinewood Studios and the other movie studios that are on the South Side. Those entities are, whether it is directly related to the film industry or TV industry, or indirectly, that growth has been occurring as well. So I think there's a lot of great growth that is occurring in businesses that are coming to the area because they want to be associated and or close to the airport. I would still say one of the biggest handicaps about the Aerotropolis area is the lack of commercial space, especially A-graded, you know, commercial space, as you can relate to, Diana. It is very challenging to find. The building that I'm in is a Class A property. When I was looking for space a few years ago, there were only essentially two others that were available. So the area does lack commercial space.
Except, of course, in industrial. You have lots of Class A industrial.
That's true. Lots of Class A industrial, but not necessarily Class A office. Maybe that demand will, or maybe opportunities will open up more based upon more people working from home. And so therefore people getting less space. But that has probably been the biggest challenge. And I hear that often from other colleagues who are either looking to expand or just even relocate. And they would still like to be close to the airport, but they can't find anything decent to move into.
And, you know, you have a very informed perspective. So I don't want to exactly call it a hope, but let's call it a prediction. What do you think is to come?
I think to come, it is the area, once again, closest to the airport, and the airport essentially being that hub and the draw, I really think is very promising because, once again, land is still affordable and definitely less expensive than it is downtown or further north or east or west. And so I feel that many corporate locations will be relocated to our area and other regional areas, locations as well, will come because they're seeing the value. So as you're seeing it on the residential side of real estate, you know, property values are definitely shooting up in College Park, East Point, and Hayville. So will be the case where businesses are coming in and being established as well. So I feel that it's definitely something positive and strong, and looking forward to, you know, being a part of it.
Let's close out. Why don't you tell folks exactly how to reach you should they have any needs, Silverton Mortgage?
Sure. Well, probably the best way for me to respond to any questions or comments or anything like that is via email. My email address is arnold.martin at Silverton, SILVERTON, mortgage, MORTGAGE.com. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening. Use this podcast to spread the word about the interesting people, the tight-knit communities, and the abundant opportunities that exist around the Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. If you're looking to expand, relocate, or start a business, contact me. My website is dcampbellcommercial.com.